Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Also, download the podcast or stream the audio at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Brett Michaels phones the program later on this morning. Nick will be here. Craig Evans in the house.
There seems to be a little disagreement.
On what?
About on the butt picture that we posted of Sofia Vergara and her niece, at least on our Facebook page.
I'm pretty sure it's a girl on the left.
Some people think it's Sofia Vergara is the one on the right.
I'll tell you what, I looked at that over and over again. I still think it's one on the left.
Yeah,
I do think that.
Yeah.
I found myself looking at it a lot yesterday because it's outstanding.
Yeah, I looked up some Latino porn just in its honor, too, by the way.
We watched Modern Family quite a bit at our house because my daughter likes it and it's on. Yeah, So I spend a lot of time studying that subject.
It's her. No, she's on the left because you can tell.
She's one on the left.
Even though she's slightly bigger slightly bigger in that photo. And since she's 47, she's going to be it's so slight, you can't even tell. You can't tell, so I'm not slighting anybody with this.
But I'm sure you could probably still bounce a quarter off of it.
No. I think they're real tough to pick out the difference, I do. But if there is a slight difference, so you could tell the older one would be on the one on the left.
Yeah.
And by older one, I mean she still looks like she's a 22-year-old ass.
Yeah, and she's almost 50.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, so.
Yeah, she's 47, her niece is 27.
So, once again, we're right, the listeners are wrong.
But you can look at the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire Facebook page and decide for yourself.
Yeah, you can. All right.
But it's about 50-50.
People have a lot of time, you know.
Oh, you got time to look.
No, people have a lot of time. That's why this is a subject on the email. I don't know. Her ass might be on the left. They are pretty exact-looking asses.
I do find myself longing for a social media page that maybe you have to take a quiz to get into. A social media for like average or above average intelligence people.
Yeah, half our friends would go away.
I know.
That. Yeah,
that's what I'd like.
Because now the whole I just saw it this morning. Because I really didn't look at I didn't look at my Facebook at all last night. I was watching some other stuff. Had the phone actually turned off, and I saw a new thread this morning. Basically, more than once on the Facebook there on the social media about you took a bunch of coronavirus jokes, like it doesn't exist and no big deal, and you know, you took away my business and my livelihood for a virus that's got 100% cure rate or something like that. I don't know.
Stupidity
just flowing out of her Facebook.
That I want to throw my keyboard to the screen every time I see it is the false equivalencies of, well, more people die of obesity and car accidents and smoking.
And
what they fail to realize is, and if you have friends like this, this is the argument that you use. All right, obesity. Car accidents, smoking, none of them are contagious.
No.
If I go out and get in a car accident, the people next to me don't get in a car accident, and they don't get in a...
Unless they're in a car with you.
Right. if I'm smoking, I don't... people don't die around me, people don't die around them,
that you have
and
to explain
on and
that,
on.
That you have to even explain that makes it stupid, too, because when you see the stat, which started out a couple months ago, you go, that doesn't make any sense, move on. That's what you do. Okay, well, that's apples and oranges, you move on.
Yeah.
Right. Because we know that. Most people know that.
Right. Just because I'm fat doesn't mean people around me are going to get fat.
Right.
And two people around them.
They'll probably get thinner because you're stealing all the food. Right.
And they're not going to make two people fat, and that person isn't going to make two people fat.
Right.
That's actually less true.
Well, I know what you're, well, you're eating more around people. I get that.
Because we tend to be what those around us are.
Yeah, but let's say I can't come in. I can't make someone fat that I just come into casual contact with.
No, I can't catch your fat by with you coughing on me.
But if I had the virus, I could infect you through casual contact.
That's right.
Yeah. And by the way, the final tally is not in for the coronavirus. We're just in the first quarter, kids.
Ah, what's the big deal?
Oh,
yeah, it's true.
Big deal. He knew about it in December. That's the big deal. But whatever.
And the reason that the numbers aren't as high as they first projected is because we did all this stuff, not in spite of it. I keep seeing people, none of the models were right. None of the models. That's because we did all the stuff.
That is why.
It's because of.
Yeah, that was the other chain I saw going around.
Stop it.
It's because of, right. Because we've been sitting in our houses for 7 weeks, you know? Most of us have. The majority, obviously.
They weren't wrong. We just did all the stuff that we were supposed to.
And that's why it's working. Ugh. Craig, just reach over and punch me.
And then come in here and punch me.
I need to feel something. I need to feel something. I'm just numb when we start talking like that. It's nobody's fault. We have to bring it up. But I just feel numb, so just make me feel some pain, Craig.
Boston beer.
No, I mean physical pain.
Well, this might be painful.
All right.
Boston beer finding a use for millions of dollars worth of expired brew.
Uh-oh.
They
took the whole bar.
That's being returned by retailers. You know, we can't sell it. We can't drink it. Yeah. We can't. It's certainly at the bar, so the retailers have to.
Yeah, I think a lot of that comes in the keg form. You know, a lot of people aren't tapping the kegs at bars.
Right.
Because they're getting the to-go stuff.
I got a buddy of mine. There was a restaurant. I won't mention any names, but somebody was advertising some sort of food, a bunch of different food you'd see at a bar, and it said, and some keg and tap beer. And he said, man, he goes, he would kill for a tap beer because he hadn't had one in three, maybe 2 months, you know. And then he got back to me because he goes, don't bother. It was tapped. That beer was tapped at the beginning of the Big East tournament.
Oh.
He did. You know?
There's been a lot of beer taps sitting there for a while.
The food was fine, but he got a couple beers on tap because he wanted to eat the tap with the wings he ordered. And they said, they tapped that.
A little flat?
They tapped that 2 months ago, yes.
Yeah.
So you're right. The tap beer, if it's tapped already, it sits there and it's not going to go. It'll go bad.
Yeah, the maker of Sam Adams distilling the returned beer into ethanol that can be blended into gasoline.
Wow,
because we need more of that
beer gas.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah,
well, I think I've had that.
We've all had that. Yeah,
that was almost coordinated. Wasn't it?
Beer gas.
The company's actually done this with expired beer for decades, but the volume is a whole lot greater these days because of the virus. Beer sales have been steady on the retail level, but breweries are losing a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, actually,
from the lack of restaurant and bar sales.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Sales.
Typical bar, what percentage of beer they sell? You know, buy a bottle, buy a can. Or by tap.
Well, depending on what they... If it's a bar that features a lot of tap beer, then that's what they feature. So there's going to be a ton of that. And a lot of the microbrewers, it's just all... Yeah. It's all
breweries of all sizes are seeing a jump in retail sales.
I'd rather have tap beer anywhere.
But not enough to offset the losses from the extended closures of bars, stadiums, and other venues.
Yeah, stadiums.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
Great concerts, things
like
that.
At large events, most of your beer comes from a tap.
Yep.
I actually saw somebody yesterday on Facebook yearning for an overpriced.
You said yearning.
I thought you said urinating.
Yearning.
I'd watch that at this point. Oh, guys, urinating. On
yearning for a way overpriced concert beer.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah. You know? Yeah, like a $12 beer or something. Yeah.
Large breweries missing out on sales at bars, stadiums, clubs, concert venues. Small brewers have been hit by the lack of events. Like the March Madness or, you know, even concerts that just bring customers into the tap rooms.
Yeah. Good tap beer sounds good. I didn't even think about that. My buddy texted me down. I thought about that. I got plenty of beer at the house, but you're right. I'd enjoy good tap beer right now.
Are sales of kegerators up?
Yeah. That's a good point. And you know, because you see on your Facebook there, there's little sets of weights you can buy. Everybody's buying that crap because people don't have their home gyms. And then you would think kegerators would start showing up on your Facebook. You know?
I got to have my home bar.
Right.
Yeah. You got to be a pretty serious beer drinker.
Well, we all could
tap
be.
A keg.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can get quarter kegs.
You
know, you can get some, you don't have to go full on barrel.
Yeah, unless you got a. You get a quarter keg, you can drink a lot of that.
Yeah, unless the, you know, you're surrounded by kids who like to drink a lot of beer.
Right. That's true.
Then you could kick that keg.
Yeah.
Give the kids some beer every night.
That's right.
Every night. Go to get sleep. Some beer.
Go to sleep, kids.
Yeah, it always was kind of a challenge when anybody got a keg. It's like, right. Well, we got to finish this tonight then.
Got to kick it.
Yeah, it doesn't keep very well.
No.
I think there was...
Same reason you had to finish the cocaine that night.
It
doesn't keep very well
at
all.
That was a given.
I think most of my wedding party took that challenge at our prenup dinner. There was a keg.
Oh, geez.
And we left, you know, because we were going to the wedding.
Right.
They all stayed and finished the keg, and everybody was... I think that was the night that one of my groomsmen peed out the upstairs window of our house because he didn't want to walk downstairs to the bathroom.
He might have hurt him. He could have hurt himself.
He very well could have. Yeah. But he confessed it later the next morning.
Fell out the window.
Well, at least he had the courtesy to piss outside.
Yeah.
He could have just pissed in the corner in the closet.
Through the screen.
And you wouldn't have found out about it.
Through the screen.
A couple months later.
Todd's used to that. He's done that.
Yeah. I've done that in a tent before.
In a tent, right.
And it tends to splatter, apparently.
You didn't make it through the screen, though.
No. Some of it did.
I bet Puss's bud didn't make it all the way through the screen.
Most of it bounced back.
It's physically impossible.
Yeah.
I took his word for it. I was like, well, good job. At least you didn't fall down the stairs.
Right. Yeah. Upon reflection, though, that would have been funny, too.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Nebraska meatpacking plant closing down due to the pandemic. Lincoln Lancaster County Health Department officials announced that the Smithfield Foods pork processing plant in Crete is going to be closing. They employ nearly 2,000 people. 47 workers there have tested positive for the coronavirus.
Yeah, they're right next to each other.
Yeah, they're on top of each other.
It's crazy.
But I'm sure they all got good health care.
Well, they were talking about, there was an article about Rachel Maddow retweeted it out. Ooh, I hate her. But all she said was people should start looking at Nebraska more. Because the caseload's way, way up. And
it doubles every couple days.
And our governor's saying, come on, open up.
We're fine.
And that's national news. And you know, Dr. Mina saw it. I tagged Dr. Mina on it.
And to even float the idea out there that maybe the kids should go back to school.
Well, that won't happen here.
It's just asinine.
I don't even understand that.
Anywhere. I don't care where it is.
I don't understand it. I realize that some schools go through early June, as opposed to the schools around here. It's usually mid-May. But our schools are canceled. They're done for the year. And while they're actually doing their, you know, computer work, but it's done like May 15th.
And again, I feel badly for you if you're a senior in high school.
Oh, yeah. That's,
you don't get your graduation. Yeah. You don't get your prom. And yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, that's horrible. I feel bad for those people, really. That would suck.
Yeah.
But you're right. There are talk about bringing people back to others. Why bring them back for like 3 weeks or a month maybe? That's stupid. They're all probably online anyway.
It's foolish.
Most people are online. Some people aren't.
Oh, make the seniors go through July. They'd love that.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you got to keep going.
Right.
What?
Some of them would actually probably like to get out of the house.
Well,
yeah. Not in July.
Not for that.
No, they'll be out by July.
Yeah, you can get out, they'll but you've to got to.
But you got to go to school.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wah,
wah. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Scientists have designed AI software.
Scientists.
In order to observe and categorize types of ancient feces.
Ancient feces.
A study in
That's a good band.
That is a great
I
band.
I like the ancient feces.
Yeah. A study in journal.
Wait, not, it doesn't scream by my records, though. It really sounds like, oh, the band's ancient and it's crap. It's an old crap band if you're called
Same
ancient feces.
Old crap.
band's been around forever and the music is tastes like it just sucks. Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
A study in journal Peer J says that many scientists are examining old poop in order to discover things about the past, including host DNA, food sources, and gut bacteria, but they've struggled to separate human paleo feces from dog paleo feces.
What kind of conditions have to be present in order to preserve the feces? Because most of them break down. How do you fossilize a turd?
I can't answer that.
Yeah.
However, the trouble and
you can't actually
extreme cold.
Yeah, probably.
It's got to be extreme something.
Yeah, frozen turd on the side of a mountain,
or some kind of traumatic event.
Right.
You know, an asteroid, a volcanic eruption that just buries it.
Yeah.
So one of the reasons they are struggling to separate human paleo feces from dog paleo feces is because pretty much the same diet.
All dogs compared to, oh, I got it. Yeah, yeah. I was reading it.
We all eat together.
Well, both are omnivorous. They'll eat some plant stuff.
Well, yeah. And if they were hanging
stuff.
Out with us,
yeah,
we're sharing our food with them.
They're getting the scraps.
Right. Yeah.
They're getting the leftovers.
If buried in sediment, sand, mud, ash that protects the organic material from being broken down, it can become fossilized.
All right, well, poop in the yard today and bury it with your hind legs.
Protects it, yeah. Preserves it.
Dig it up for a couple of years from now and see what it looks like.
And so now they are identifying coprolites, which is what that is called.
I think
ancient
you need hundreds of years of sediment.
Well, then you put it in your time capsule.
In order to fossilize
the, time capsule.
The poop.
Grandpa Todd's poop's in there. 100 years later, they dig it up.
Yeah, as long as they know where it's at.
Yeah.
Yeah, this particular study of poop is from thousands of years ago.
Oh, I got
it. That might make your time capsule a little smelly.
Right. Well, I don't know.
But the fossilized poop doesn't have a smell.
I wouldn't think it would smell at all, no. Good thing we didn't step in it. Taste.
I don't know whether or not this is good news, but lawmakers will be getting back to work on Capitol Hill next week, May the 4th.
Why do they insist?
When the House will
they
be
meet
getting
in person.
Back into session.
They could do a Zoom session.
No.
One guy.
They can't?
No, it's a law.
Is that against the Constitution?
Yeah, they have to get together to vote so that they can not get together to vote.
And that one guy made them all.
Does that
one
make
guy,
sense?
That one Republican congressman made them all fly back. Remember a month ago, made them all come back.
Yeah,
that
I guy, think in this
you
case
you could do a voice vote.
Yeah, but that guy didn't want to.
You could make an exception.
No, you got to go by the rules.
Because all these people got to travel. Then they got to get together right. In a big room. It just seems risky.
They were showing a flight from Chicago to Charlotte last night. Did you watch ABC News there?
Yeah,
that was weird. And they just said
scary.
Well, they previewed it by saying. And the flight from, I think it was Charlotte to Chicago or vice versa. And he goes, they got everybody talking. I'm thinking, okay, what happened? Did somebody jump up and throw something around? And they show the flight, and it's pretty almost full. And you see, do
I
see
think
a couple
they said 85%
yeah,
full.
Yeah, you do okay. See some empty seats. They're all sitting next to each other.
And
I'm thinking,
and not everybody wearing masks.
I'm thinking, man.
I mean, it's just, whew.
Yeah.
So, like, there were three people together in
some
rows?
Yes, there were. Yeah. They tried to eliminate some middle rows, but the fact was that the plane was fuller, so there was people sitting in the middle rows.
Yeah, I think they even said in the story, you know, a lot of the flights were saying that this is how it should look, and they showed the map of the plane
right.
With all the middle seats empty, but they weren't even going to guarantee that they would do that.
Yeah.
Like, we'll keep those empty unless somebody wants to buy it, and then we'll give it to them.
Exactly. And the lawmakers are never going to touch that because they love sucking airline ass, you know.
And that middle seat, what are they doing with that? What's the point? You're not 6 feet away from anybody.
No, you're still not.
Except the people you're 6 feet away from.
Yeah, right. You're right.
Apparently,
at least you're not sitting right on top of them.
Yeah.
You're not 6 feet, right.
What they're doing on this flight was selling that middle seat.
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
It's 85% full.
But it doesn't matter if you're taking out the middle seat. You're still less than 6 feet away from the next person.
Right, that's true. Right. You have to take out the middle and the aisle. And you each get window seats, and you get that much distance.
You would have to go every other row.
Yes,
because the guy behind you is not 6 feet behind you.
And they're all, and plus it's all the same story. They're right behind each other too. This flight, everybody.
Yeah, dude could sneeze in your hair.
I kept thinking was, if some emergency to hop on a flight somewhere, I would have to get drunk ahead of time because I guarantee you're not going to give me any booze on that flight.
No service.
I know
most of the airlines are gone. No aisle service.
Yeah. So can you show up? A little ripped.
Can I bring a cooler?
Yeah.
I think I'd have to take out a second mortgage and just get a private plane. If it was an absolute emergency and I had to fly somewhere.
Oh, good point. No, you know what? Yeah, actually, to be honest with you, if it was an emergency, you would just hop in a car and drive somewhere.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
You know, you would. You would.
I did think, though, that this might actually be the death of the recline button.
Well, yeah.
You can't lean back and have your, you know, somebody breathing right on your head the whole time.
Yeah, but they're not going to retrofit planes.
No, they're not.
They're not going to change in the future, maybe.
I'm just saying people might actually stop using them.
Well, a lot of people like that. I read, I hear a lot of people griping about it in here.
But from what I read on
the interwebs, a lot of people like that, and they lean back.
The comedians that fly all the time say, hey, listen, I bought this seat. I would push trying to say, though, because in the future, you'd be right in everybody's face. Who knows what plane travel is going to be like? We have no idea. But it scares me because I live in the middle of nowhere. Excuse me, middle of the country. And fine town, don't worry about it, relax. But to get anywhere, you have to actually fly somewhere.
I mean, that's one thing that's nice about living in the middle of the country. It's not that long a flight to go to either coast. But you still got to get on a flight.
Yeah, you still got to get a flight, right.
And very few of them are direct.
Right.
So legend has it, it's more than legend, Ozzy was doing a show in Des Moines, Iowa in 1982 when a fan threw a bat on stage. He grabbed it and bit the head off, thinking it was a prop bat.
That's how the coronavirus started.
Now Ozzy now has bat-related merchandise for sale during the pandemic because some people say it was started by a bat.
There you go.
Oh. Nice.
Ozzy jumped on that right in
time. I think he's had like stuffed bats with removable heads for a while as merch.
Yeah,
he's got a black t-shirt and a matching surgical mask. The long sleeve shirt shows a bat wearing a face mask. On the sleeve, F-word, coronavirus. You can get all this stuff at Ozzy's website, I guess.
The bat with a mask? That'll piss off somebody.
Sure.
That's where it started, are you?
Whatnot.
Should have a Chinese guy wear that. Have him go to a rally or something like that. See what happens. No, don't do that, dudes. A lot of rednecks out there. Don't read. You'd be in trouble. All right. Quick break. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.